Let's bring in Luke Fox here from Sportsnet.ca. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent, thanks. So the buyout window appears to be getting closer and closer, and you kind of did a bit of a dive into that recently on Sportsnet.ca. When it comes to the Vancouver Canucks, I mean, I think there's – in Canucks Twitter, I think there's always a suggestion to buy, you know, more than a handful of few players out, but give me a sense of who stands out in your mind.
Well, I think the name that pops up to people most often is Louis Erickson, just because he's one of the most overpaid guys in the whole league for what he delivers, and his production has tailed off and no longer a top six guy. And you see that big ticket attached to his name, and the gut instinct is to say, hey, just buy him out. But when you actually run his name through the calculator, the cap hit savings is really minimal on Erickson. So like if they were to buy him out in 2021, he'd only save a third of $1 million off the Canucks cap hit. He'd still be a 5.67 million ding on the hit. And the next year he'd be a 3.67 million ding. So on the surface, you might say, hey, this is the guy we got to buy out. But he actually doesn't save you a lot of money. So he presents a pretty interesting conundrum, I think, because maybe they just try to bury him in the minors and make room for the influx of young wingers that way. But a guy that I think is almost certain to be bought out is Ben Barchi, because he represents a larger savings, and he's just not cutting it, right? Not only do you guys have so many great players right now, as we saw in the playoffs, but Jim Benning has made it known that he wants some of the younger players to take a step in 2021. And I just don't see a fit for him. And I don't see that many trade partners for him. You know, the buyout is the very last worst case scenario. It's when the guy is untradeable. And I think, unfortunately for Barchi, he may be at that point in his career that with his cap hit, people don't want him. So I think he's a very strong buyout candidate in Vancouver.
And Sven is on $3.3 million, and Luke, it'd be about $1.5 million that the Canucks would save off the cap if they bought him out. As to your point, you look at Erickson and the big number, but it doesn't help the Canucks other than room and a place for a body. But yeah. Berchi, they'd save like $1.5 million if they bought him out, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and $1.5 million, you might say, well, that's not a lot compared to 3.37 cap hit. But Jim Benning, maybe more than any other GM, is really against it. And $1.5 million could be the difference of, giving Toffoli the raise he needs, or, you know, keeping Markstrom happy. Like, $1.5 million is a lot to the Canucks, because they're in a rock and a hard place this season with so many RFAs and UFAs that, and the other thing is Barchi's not fighting for ice time. I don't know what he's giving the franchise at this point. You get a younger guy on his entry level deal who maybe earns a spot in camp, and is hungry and, you know, hasn't got on the bad side of the organization yet. And I think the money's better spent that way. So I think, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, $1.5 million, but it could be the difference of giving a guy a raise and keeping someone you do want in the fold.
Well, and not just that, I think that's an excellent point, talking to Luke Fox from Sportsnet.ca here on Sportsnet 650. And I think the point is that $1.5 million, I mean, Oscar Fantenberg proved to be, you know, he was a third pairing defenseman for the Canucks. He made under $1 million, right? And when you look at the fact that, you know, the suggestion seems to be is it's going to be a buyer's market here once free agency hits October 9th, like, you might be able to find some value. Like, $1.5 million may not sound like a lot in the grand scheme of things, but I think that point there, Luke, is it could be a real game changer. Like, there's value in $1.5 million in cap space this year.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see some really interesting things, and I think it's going to affect the players' mindset. There's going to be guys that are going to get paid. I'm not worried that Alex Pietrangelo or Torey Krug are going to get some money. They'll be fine. But when you look farther down the lineup, there's going to be some steals available as you know, the game of musical chairs heats up. And guys want security at this point. You know, the cap's flat. There's not as much liquidity in the system. There's just not as much money in the system. So guys are going to panic, and they're going to want security, and they might take a little less, and they'll be happy to get something. So I think a million and a half could go a long ways. You know, you could get a third pairing defenseman. You could get an important fourth line player for that. I think, you know, the buyout date is this Friday, but another date to keep an eye on is the date that where qualifying offers are due to RFAs. There might be some guys that aren't qualified because all of a sudden there's less money to go around, and suddenly those guys, boom, they become free agents. And, you know, a guy you might not like at $3 million, you might like a lot at $1.5 million. So, you know, I think every dollar counts, and I think what's going to be a big difference maker this offseason, even more so than others, is the GM who can find those value buys. It swoop in and scoop guys that all of a sudden are undervalued.
What would the likelihood be, Luke, that, and I guess that would be it, you don't qualify a guy, it means you don't want him, but do you think there's a possibility a team doesn't qualify and then comes back around the corner when he's a free agent and tries to get him at a lower number?
No, you can't do that.
Or you can't wait, do that.
You can't do that with your own player. No, you have to wait a year. But yeah, I mean that's interesting. You might want the player, but you might not want them at their qualifying offer, an RFA, and you have to at least submit that, or they become a UFA. And I think that's it. The smart GM is going to be really looking at that wire and seeing which guys aren't qualified. You know, an example in our market is Evan Rodriguez. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs like the player. They just got in as part of the Kapanen deal with Pittsburgh. But, you know, they're trying to really save money on their forward groups. And they probably, and it's like, we might not be able to qualify them, but we might like them at a lower number. So it's really going to be a fascinating offseason, I think, is see how guys stick handle through this new economic landscape.
Luke, appreciate the take of the time. We're up against the clock, so maybe just we got about 30 seconds left here. But do you think we'll see a lot of buyouts based on the economic world that we're in right now?
Yeah, I think we'll see a handful of them, no doubt. I think, you know, one thing I think the GMs were kind of hoping is there'd be the amnesty buyout where there's no penalty, but the owners don't want to spend money for nothing these days. So I think it'll be a last resort, but I do think we'll see a handful of them. I think it's something to pay attention to.
Thanks, Luke.
Okay. Have a good morning.